USA News, I'm John Schaefer. We can now see and hear former President Donald Trump refuse to answer questions at a deposition last year.
Trump said back in August,
"Anyone in my position not taking the Fifth Amendment would be a fool."
And he did so about 400 times over 4 hours of the deposition. He also explained that he had no choice, as his family and company
had become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt supported by lawyers, prosecutors, and even the fake news media.
The deposition is an exhibit in the state of New York's $250 million lawsuit over the Trump Organization's business practices. Trump also called New York Attorney General Letitia James out of control. I'm Richard Johnson.
Actor Alec Baldwin being formally charged with involuntary manslaughter in the deadly 2021 shooting on the set of his film Rust. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed when Baldwin fired a prop gun loaded with a real bullet. The person in charge of prop guns on the set also facing the same charges. $300 million going to New York City for the Gateway Hudson Tunnel Project. President Biden made the announcement today while visiting the area, the grant coming from Biden's infrastructure law.
When the project is complete, trains will be in and out of New York more quickly, more safely, and with fewer interruptions.
Repairs will take place to the existing tunnel. A new tunnel will also be constructed under the Hudson River between Manhattan and New Jersey for use by Amtrak and commuter trains. 72,000 jobs will be created, according to the president. Vice President Kamala Harris will attend the funeral for Tyree Nichols tomorrow. Nichols beaten to death early this month by several Memphis police officers. Hourly employees working at General Motors will receive record profit-sharing checks, some up to nearly $13,000. GM pays employees $1,000 for every $1 billion in North American pre-tax profits. Previously, the highest amount was $12,000 back in 2016. This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
According to some new reports, the FBI searched the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C. in mid-November after there was an initial discovery of classified documents. The FBI searched the location after President Biden's lawyers found several classified materials there on November 2nd. No search warrant was involved, and it's not known if any additional documents were taken. No one was injured when an armed man entered a Target store in Omaha, Nebraska today and opened fire.
The suspect is a white male. I'm going to estimate that he's in his 30s. He had an AR-15 rifle with him and plenty of ammunition. There's evidence to suggest with shell casings that he entered the Target and was firing rounds.
Omaha police spokesman Todd Shamderer says police shot and killed the suspect. Meanwhile, two people were hurt in a shooting at a Dollar Tree store south of Boston. It's the end of a flying era. Boeing delivering its final 747 jumbo jet today. Since being introduced in 1969, the giant aircraft has served as a cargo plane, a commercial aircraft, the transport for the space shuttle, and Air Force One, the presidential plane. The plane revolutionized travel, connecting international cities that had never before had direct routes. The final plane today being delivered to cargo carrier Atlas Air. The January 31st federal deadline to reach a deal on cutting water use by the states that rely on the Colorado River has come and gone with no deal, but Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming have submitted a proposal on ways to reduce water use. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.